The latest diplomatic push comes after South and North Korea agreed in recent days to resolve problems through dialogue, following escalated tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear proliferation. On the agenda in Vancouver, assessing further options for the international pressure campaign on North Korea.
The goal of the ministerial is to provide a practical mechanisms to exert continued pressure on the Kim regime while demonstrating that diplomatic options remain open and viable.
The United States said North Korea has suffered under global sanctions.
Combined with previous UN Security Council resolutions, over 90% of North Korea's publicly reported exports as of 2016 are now banned. Many countries are further taking unilateral action to hold the DPRK accountable.
Officials say Washington is not advocating for regime change in North Korea, but the U.S. is talking to China about the safe disposition of the country's nuclear weapons to prepare for any scenario.
So our suggestion is that the Chinese military officials meet with our military officials so that we can come up with a plan to dispose of those nuclear weapons in a manner that's safe for all countries and all people involved.
Analysts say China is handling the sensitive issue with great caution.
They fear that if they talk to the United States, that it might be misinterpreted by the Trump administration as a green light to go ahead and perhaps even attack North Korea or to cause instability.
While China and Russia were not invited to the Vancouver meeting, U.S. officials say they will receive a readout of Tuesday's talks. Nike Chin, VOA News, the State Department.